Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 22, Prithu Maharaja's Meeting with the Four Kumaras, Part 1, Verses 1 through 17. King Prithu receives the Kumaras with great reverence. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. While the citizens were thus praying to the most powerful king, Prithu, the four Kumaras, who were as bright as the sun, arrived on the spot. Seeing the glowing effulgence of the four Kumaras, who are Siddha Ishvaranot, masters of all mystic power, King Prithu and his associates could recognize them as they descended from the sky. Upon seeing the four Kumaras, Prithu Maharaj was greatly anxious to receive them. Therefore, the king, along with all his officers, very hastily got up, as anxiously as a conditioned soul whose senses are immediately attracted by the modes of material nature. When the great sages accepted their reception, Vidhivat, according to the instructions of the Shastras, and finally took their seats offered by the king, Prithu, influenced by the glories of the sages, Prashrayanata Kandara, immediately bowed down. Thus Prithu Maharaj worshiped the four Kumaras. After this, King Prithu took the water which had washed the lotus feet of the four Kumaras and sprinkled it over his hair. By such respectful actions, the king, as an exemplary personality, showed how to receive a spiritually advanced personality. These four great sages were elder to Lord Shiva, and so when they were seated on the golden throne, they appeared just like fire blazing upon an altar. And out of his great gentleness and respect for the four Kumaras, Maharaj Prithu began speaking with great restraint as follows. My dear great sages, Mangala Ayana, you are auspiciousness personified. It is very difficult for even the mystic yogis to see you. Indeed, you are very rarely seen. So I do not know what kind of pious activity I perform for you that you would grace me by appearing before me without difficulty. Any person upon whom the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are pleased with can achieve anything which is durlabhataram, very rare to obtain in this world as well as after death. And not only that, but one also receives the favor of the auspicious Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu, who accompany the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Although you are traveling in all planetary systems, people cannot know you, just as they cannot know Sarva Drisham, the Supersoul, although Krishna is within everyone's heart as the witness of everything. Why, even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot understand the Supersoul. A person who is not very rich and who is attached to family life becomes highly glorified when saintly persons are present in one's home. The master and servants who are engaged in offering the exalted visitors water, a sitting place, and paraphernalia for reception all become glorified, and even the home itself is also glorified. Vyalalaya drumavaiteshu arikta kila sampada yad grihas tirtha padiya pada tirtha vivarjataha. On the contrary, even though full of all opulence and material prosperity, any householder's house where the devotees of the Lord are never allowed to come in, and where there is no water for washing the feet of the devotees, that house is to be considered a tree in which all venomous serpents live. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. Su Agatam. Maharaj Prithu then offered his welcome to the four Kumaras, addressing them as Dvija Shrestaha, the best of the Brahmanas. Prithu welcomed them by saying, "From the beginning of your birth, you strictly observe the vows of celibacy, and although you are experienced in the path of liberation, you are keeping yourselves just like small children." Prithu Maharaj then inquired from the sages about persons entangled in this dangerous material existence because of their previous actions. Could such persons, whose only aim is sense gratification, be blessed with any good fortune? My dear four Kumaras, there is no need to ask you about your good fortune or bad fortune, because you are always absorbed in spiritual bliss. The mental concoction of that which is auspicious and that which is inauspicious does not exist in you. I am completely assured that personalities like you are the only friends for persons who are blazing in the fire of material existence. I therefore ask you how, in this material world, we can very soon achieve the ultimate goal of life. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Atma Bhavanaha, always anxious to elevate the living entities who are his parts and parcels, and for their special benefit, Ajaha Narayana, the Lord himself, travels all over the world in the form of self-realized persons like you four Kumaras. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. Thus, Sanat Kumara, the best of the four celibates, after hearing the speech of Prithu Maharaj, which was meaningful, appropriate, full of precise words, and also very sweet to hear, smiled with full satisfaction and began speaking as follows. Recorded October 19, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.